Here now the Mishnah says, V'elu shekoyfe noise lohoitzi. These are the things, other mumim, that if a husband has, we force him to give a get to his wife. Muka shchin, if a man has boils on his body, or baal polifus, for Sidney Gomorrah, he has bad smell. V'yamakameit, a person that gathers jarbis, he gathers together, t'tsoya kolovim, the waste of the dogs, so he smells. V'yamatsarif nechoshis, a man that works with kap, also that smells. V'yabrusi, a man that works, a tanner that works to collect the skin, also he smells. Then show you watch Lanisu, or then Mishanisu, whether the man had this job before he got married, or whether he first started this job after he got married. Mishanisu Nodu is still the lady has a right to say, I can't take the smell of my husband, and therefore we force the husband to give her a get. Viyakulum, in all these cases, the woman Reb Meir, Afal Pishis Nimoy, even though he made a tanai with her, he told her, you know, this is my job. Still, Yechoyle Ishet Yom, she has a right to say back, Svura Yisish, Ani Yechoyle Lekabel, V'yachshev, Ani Yechoyle Lekabel. I thought I could take it, but now I see I can't take it. V'chom Mayrun, the Chom said, I know, that Mekabel Esi Akorcho, that any time the wife knew better beforehand that the husband had this woman, or else if she said she could take it, and now she says she can't take it, we don't force him to give a get. We say, no, once she knew about it, she accepted it, we don't force the husband to give a get anymore. Chutz excluding the mukashchin, the case where the husband had the disease of mukashchin, then we force him to give a get. Because if he's going to live with his wife, it's only going to be bad for him. It like ruins his skin, it's no good for mukashchin to live with his wife. Therefore here, for his sake, we force him to give a get. Where it says, Maitse b'tzidon happened in a case in a city called Tzidon, Babursi Yechud, with one man that his job was a tanner. He used to work with the skin, and he used to smell a lot. Now, Shemais, when he died, and he didn't have any children, so it was a shalaf and a Mrs. Yibum. Voyulay Ach Bursi, and his brother was also a Bursi, also a tanner. So Amma Nachom said that Yechoy Lisha Tiyoma, she has a right to say now that she doesn't want to have Yibum with the brother. She could say, Le'achicho Yis Yechoy Le'kabel, even though I was married to your brother, that was also a tanner. Him, the first husband, she says she could have taken. But Ubalachor to you, for the Yavim, this brother, ain't Yechoy Le'kabel, I can't take you. So therefore the din is, we forced him to give chalitza and not to make yibum. That even though by your own husband we told to stay to him, but for Yavim, that's a good reason to say she doesn't want to have yibum. We can't force her to make yibum, but we force him to give chalitza instead of yibum. Now the Gemara explains, my baal polifus. What is this thing wrong? Even though by mumin, mash knows that growths on the body, we don't force him to give a get, but if the husband has one of these things are worse, we do force him to give a get. My baal polifus, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Reich HaChoitim. He has a bad smell coming out of his nose. But Masnisa Ton, on the Brice you learned, Reich HaPeh, it's a bad smell coming out of his mouth. And Rav Asi, Masnibchamasti, learned it the opposite way. The word Shmuel was the one that said, it's a Reich HaPeh. Or Monach Basimna, we have a Simna now, that Shmuel, a Posik Pumim Mikuli Perka. Like Shmuel never stopped learning. So Shmuel is the one that said about the Peh, because he never stopped learning. That's the simon to remember. Shmuel is the one to say it's a bad smell that comes out of the mouth. Fiha makamitz. The husband has this job of makamitz. Also, she has a right to say, I can't take the smell. My makamitz. What is this makamitz? Omri Rav Yehuda zeha makamitz is soyas kolovim. If his job is, he goes around and collects the waste of a dog, and they make manure, they make fertilizer out of this. So he smells. She has a right to say, I can't take you. Meisri have a kasha. It says makamitz. What is that zebursi? That's a person that's a tanner, works with the skin. Skirts a steer. Here we're saying makamitz means atzayas chalovim. So Moses says, "Latayim, according to you, anyway, it's a kasha. Tiktzilach masnis. Now Mishnah is a kasha. It says how makamitz. We are mitzaref mechoshes. We are brusi. Our Mishnah says clearly two separate cases. If he's a makamitz, or else he's a brusi. So bishleim a masnis makasha. Now Mishnah will tell you there will be no kasha. I tell you the difference." One works with large, big skins, and one works with small ones. So that alone wouldn't be a stira. El Rav Yehuda Kasha, but Kasha Rav Yehuda. But Rav Yehuda said, what does makamitz mean? Zeha makabetz, tzayas kolovim, so it's a stira. And the Gemara, Tanoi, atayas makhlekas Tanoi, menachtam, the Tanya we learned. Makamitz, what is that? Zeh bursi. It's a person that works with skin. For Yeshayim, some say, zeha makamitz, tzayas kolovim. No, it means somebody that works, that collects the waste of dogs. Vaitava mitzaref nechoshes uber v'habursi. A man that works with copper also smells very bad. My mitzarf nechoshes. What does that mean? He works with kappa. Ravashi yomar chash ledudi. He makes with kappa like type of kettles that smells bad. Rabba bar bachon amar zeha mechapech nechoshes mikroi. Means he goes and digs out the kappa from the ground. And tani gavos the rabba bar bachon. Ezel mitzarf. What's called the mitzarf? Zeha mechapech nechoshes mikroi. Somebody that goes and digs out the kappa from the ground. Omar Rav, Rav says a lot like this. Hoimer, if a man tells his wife and says, Eini zan v'yena mefarnas, I'm not going to support you anymore, I'm not going to feed you anymore. The locher is yoitzev eating suba. We tell the husband to give his wife a get, and he has to pay the suba also. Also, Reb Loz omo l'shmai tekaim with the Shmuel. Reb Lezer went and told over this halach in front of Shmuel. Omar, so Shmuel said back, Mashma Shmuel did not like this halach, and he said, Achsu yesari le'loza. Go feed the loza with a sari, with barley. In other words, it's the wrong psak. We don't tell the husband to give a get right away. But rather, ad shekoy fenoy selhoitzi, before we force him to give a get, yechvu loza. First thing is, let's force him to support his wife. What do you mean you don't want to support your wife? The first thing we'll do is we'll make you support your wife. The Gemara says, "V'Rav, what was Rav Svara? Einodim darim lachas b'chifa. A man can't live with his wife like he can't live with a snake. In other words, if the husband doesn't like his wife, doesn't want to support her, we can't force the husband to support her. If he doesn't like her, they can't live together. But the lacha is, we don't tell him to give a get, but rather first we force him to start to support again his wife. Ki solak Reb Zera, Reb Zera went up to Eretz Yisrael. Ashkechel the Rebbe Binyamin by Yefes. He met with Binyamin by Yefes. The Yosvi was sitting with Kamalor Mishmed Reb Yechon. The name of Reb Yechonin. Omle said like this: Al do on such halacha. Notice he said over the first halacha that if a husband doesn't want to support his wife, we force him to give a get. So he said over Achsu Yisara the Loza Bebavel Enechlamid. They told him Tid Bali. In other words, that's not the right halacha. Om Reb Yudom Arav Asi. Ein masin elalipsilis. The only time we force a husband to give a get is only if he's married to a lady that's also. Ki amris the kaim of the Shmuel, they said this over in front of Shmuel. Omri said, what's the case? Kegoin almona l'kohen gadol. If a kohen gadol got married to an almona, it's an avera. Or else a grusha v'chalutz l'kohen hedjit. Or else a mamzeros and a sinner l'Yisrael. Or else bas Yisrael anosin l'mamzer. Avonosi isha v'shoima esashonim. Let's say a man got married and lived together for 10 years. For lo yod, they have no children. The din is ain't kaif noisoi. We don't force him to give her a get. But for Rav Tachlifa bar Avimi Yom HaShmuel, afilu nos isha v'shoima yuchonim for lo yod kaif noisoi. No, if a man lived together with his wife for 10 years and they have no children, that's also a case that we force him to give her a get. L'mayis al-alocha, the Ramos says that b'zman is there, we're not makbid on these things and we don't give a get. V'mikir adin, you're supposed to give your wife a get. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, Eilu shakoyfenais loitze. These are the cases where we force the husband to give his wife a get. Mukashchin about papias, if he has these things wrong. Now the question is, why didn't the Mishnah say these last two cases here? Either of the psulois, we are namon lakoyen godl, or else the loch of living 10 years without children. So bishleim l'rabasi, bishleim according to Rabasi that says only the psulois is good. I'll tell you, our Mishnah the rabbonin katoni. The Yeraisa look at Torah. The Mishnah is only saying Isurim Midrabanan. There's no Isur the Yeraisa to stay married with some Mukashchina, whether it's these bad smells. So therefore, the Mishnah doesn't say about Psulais, because there's an Isur the Yeraisa. El Rav Tachlifa Baravimi. Listen, why does now Mishnah also say Nos Isha Vishoyimo Esashonim for Lo Yoda the Koyfenoisai? Here also there's no Isur the Yeraisa. It's only a Drabanan the Kalocha. That if you live together for 10 years without children, the Locha is we don't tell them. We force them to give a get. It's also only a drabbon and the kalocha. So why doesn't our Mishnah say these cases? This case. So my answer is Amar Rav Nachman Lekasha. Ha b'mili ha b'shuti. That we force, if they live 10 years without a children, we only force them by deep b'mili talking to him. But we don't hit him. But ha b'shuti. Now Mishnah cases, if he doesn't want to give a get, then we hit him. For the Gemara Maskev Lo Rababa, Bidbosik says, Bidvorim lo yusar evid. Stop talking, you can't force an evid. In other words, where evid says you force somebody, it never means just by talking. Mili is not called forcing. So even when they live 10 years without children, also it means you have to hit the husband to give a get. So if so, why doesn't it say it in our Mishnah? So Gemara says, Elo Amar Rabbi Abba. Hov ho b'shut. It's like true. In both cases, in our Mishnah and 10 years without a children, also we force the husband, we hit him to give a get. So I'll tell you like this. Ha'asam ki yomri havina b'hadei shavkinu lo. in the case of the Baal Mishnah, if she says she could take it, I'll stay married to my husband, we let her stay married. But if they live 10 years without children, even though she says she wants to still stay married to him, we don't let him, other we force him to give a get in order they should be able to have children. But we said, we don't give a get in such cases. Even though they live 10 years without children, still they stay married. Mishnah says the case of a mukashchin where the husband has boils. Even though she says she wants to stay married to him, the law for real law, we don't let him stay married. That's not like Mishnah. That the reason why we tell him to give a get is for his own sake, he shouldn't like ruin himself. She see, even though she says she wants to stay married, we say, so what? You have to give a get? So see, our Mishnah is also talking about cases where they're not allowed to stay married together. So why didn't the Mishnah say the case here also of 10 years without children? So Gemara says, no, Hosam ki yomra darina badei, besadi shafkinin lo, where the husband has mukashchin. So true, it's no good to have tashmish. But if she says, I want to stay married, and I will always have edim, in other words, we'll never have yichud together, it's okay. Mashenk and Hoch over here, where they have no children, afagav di yomra darina badei, besadi le shafkinin lo. Even though she says, I want to stay married to my husband, and I will stay with edim, we don't let them stay, because here it's halacha that he has to give a get, mikaradin, because we want him to have children. So that's why this is a bigger chometic halacha of not having children after 10 years. That's why our Mishnah does not say it. Our Mishnah only talks about cases that it's possible for her to stay married to him. Even by a mukashchin, if she says she'll only have edim, that she'll never like live with her husband, you'll always be together with somebody else. But in the case where they live 10 years without children, that's a locker that will be forced husband to give a get. There's no way out. That's why our Mishnah doesn't say that case. Tanya would learn like this. Omar Rebbe Yossi, Sachli Zochen Echad, an older person told me, Sachli Zochen Echad Mianshe Rishlayim, that Eshrim V'yabo Mukashchin Hein. There are 24 different types of Mukashchin of boils you could have. For kulu namer chachomim, and all any person that has a mukashchin, chachomim say tashmish koshel hen. It's very harmful for them to live with their wives. Ubali rosin, somebody that has this type of a mukashchin called bali rosin, Rashi says it means a sheretz yeshta b'moichay. It means he has the bug in his head, in his brain. There's a bug there. I know it has to do with mukashchin, but that's called this type of mukashchin of bali rosin. So now the Gemara says koshel mikulu, and that's the worst type of a mukashchin. Mer says, we might have why did this happen? Why does somebody get the sickness as Bali Rosen? Tatani will not like this. Hey kids, dumb, if a man has bloodletting, let some blood out. Fishimish, then he lives with his wife. Right away, it's a sakon and have a lebon of a sikin. He's going to have weak children. Rashi says, Choloshim, the kids will be very weak. Hey kizushne, let's say both him and his wife both let out blood. And then Vishimsha, they live together, heavily born in Bali Rosen, and then they're going to have children, they'll have this mukashchin of Bali Rosen. Amarav Papa, Loyamorna, Loytoye Midi. If they didn't eat anything after they had the bloodletting, Alvatoye Midi, if they taste something, less long bo, then there's no sakona. The more of my simna, what's the simna? How do we know who has this type of mukashchin? Dolphin Eina, his eyes always drip. Vidaiva Nechira, his nose always drips. For and his mouth saliva always drips out. For Rami died for Yalayu, and bugs, flies are always flying around him. So that's how we know this person has a type of a mukashchin called Balarosin. For the Gemara Maya Susei, how do we cure him? What's the cure? If somebody has the sickness already, how do we cure him? So Gemara says, Amura Papa, you have to bring these different type of herbs together. Pili, Rashi says, ace of a type of a grass. Veludna, another type of a grass. Girda, another one. The Girdu the Aguzit, Rashi says, Klippi eight segois, the bark of a tree or nut tree. The Girdu the Ashva, Rashi says, Mashagurim in or, what you scrape off from the skin. Or Klila Malka, Rashi says, Chabatelis, another type of a food. Or Maschola the Dikla, Sumka, Rashi says, Shomer, Sheesh Lem the Tamor and Bekat Nusa, and Kain Sheesh the Gersum Tanim, the watch that's around the young dates. Yeah, now v'sholli, you have to take all these things together, v'sholaklu, and cook it together. Badi ador, they cook them all up together. Umayla lebeis to the shisha, now bring it into a marble house. Vila Ika Base the Shisha, if you don't have a marble house around, Mailalela Besa, bring it into house, Tishev Livni Lavesa, that the walls are made from seven layers of bricks, and it's a very wide wall. Rashi Shakosal out a very thick wall, Shival of Onam Zaitzazir. It's seven bricks one after another. That's how wide the wall is. The kids bring this stuff into this house. Shiv Livni Vyarecha. Vinotole plus Meyakosi. Take 300 cups of this medicine, like Al Rashi, pour it on top of the guy's head. The Rafi Arisa, the Mucha. And told by where his brains are, the skin gets very soft. The kids are softened in his head by the brains. Now when the skin is very soft there, the Korila Muche. And now make an operation there, cut open his brains. Umaisi Arbor Tarfi the Asa, and bring four different leaves from Asa, of myrtle leaves. Umadle Kochad Kari, and pick up one leg at a time. Trashi Magvila Raglano, Magvia Raglish Asherets. Pick up now, and as when you cut open his head and you see this bug in his head, in the brains, pick up one foot. Umayshav Ola Tachas Raglai, and put this leaf underneath his foot. Rashi said, "Dim lo yasim kain." If you don't do this, like a shiyase begufalitli, you know it's tiparna b'moichoi v'yikav esakrum. Because if you don't do this, if you don't put the leaf underneath the bug's foot, when you come to pull him out, he'll tighten his feet like it'll hurt him. Therefore, the answer is put a leaf underneath his leg. U'moisiv chad v'shokal bitzafta, and then take him out, pull him out with the tweezers. V'kolulei, and burn him up right away. This bug. Dila, if you don't burn him up right away, Hodi Velavai will come back to you. That's the Yitzah, how you get this bug out of the guy's brains. So the Mara Machriz Rab Yechim, Yechim Meir Bachrozamin announced that Hizuru Mezuzei Shabali Rosen. We said this Bali Rosen has flies flying around him. So he said people should watch out for those flies. Mash, when they have the sickness, stay away from them. Rabbi Zera Lehevi Yosef Bezika. Rabbi Zera never sat near anybody, Rashi B'mokam, Shenosh Ruchachas Hashneim. He never sat like in one wind that would blow upon a person that has this Bali Rosen in him. Again, he didn't want to get sick. Rabbi Lozal Ayel Biyole never went into a tent of a person that had the sickness. Rabbi Amiv Rabbas Lehevi Achli Mibeya. They wouldn't eat even the eggs that came out of such a street that the Bala Rasa lived on. Now, but Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, the Gemara says, Michrechbu, he used to work with them. Rashi Nidva Keslam, he used to go near them. When? Bishor Shaisik with her when he was learning Torah. O Mashiva Netzloi, O Muftachu, Shetegen HaTorah Lov Lo Yizuk. Rashi says, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi has bitachon, his learning of his Torah would protect him. While he's learning the Torah, he wouldn't get harmed from this Bala Rosen. So you stack nice to them. So Michrech Bu, we used to go sit next to them, but V'yosik b'Torah. Omar, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said, the Pasuk says, Ayeles uvim v'yales chen, by learning Torah bring chen upon you. In chen malal alayim deo, if the Torah brings chen upon people that learn it, eguna le'migna won't for sure protect me from the sickness. So he wasn't afraid, he used to be nice to these sick people. The Morris says, Ki hevi shochiv, when Yeshua ben Levi was about to die, is Omru le Malach HaMavis. In Shemayim they told the Malach HaMavis, Zil Ovid le Rusei, go down to Yeshua ben Levi and do whatever he wants from you. Is Ozel is Chazeles. The Malach HaMavis showed himself in front of Yeshua ben Levi. Omru le Ach v'li Duchtoi. He saw Yeshua ben Levi says, show me my place, Rashi says, Hodichenu le Gan Eden, Vareini Mekoimi. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi asked the Malach HaMavis, please take me up to Gan Eden. I want to see my place there when I'm still alive. Omalei l'chayit. So Malach HaMavis says, okay. Omalei. So Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi told the Malach HaMavis, have li sakincha, but give me your knife. Because Dilma mevosali biyurcha, maybe you'll scare me on the way and kill me on the way. So the first thing he did was he took away the knife from the Malach HaMavis. Is Yoivin Alei? The Malach HaMavis gave the knife over to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. So kids, and now the Malach HaMavis is taking Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi upstairs to Gan Eden. Is Kimotel Hossam when they got there? The Laya, Komach Vilei. Like the Laya, the Malach HaMavis like picked him up, and Komach Vilei showed him his place in Gan Eden. So Yeshua ben Levi what did is Shavar, he jumped over. Nofalu Gisa, he fell on the other side, he jumped into Gan Eden. Nakte Bekana the Glima, and he held the hold of his corner of his clothing, and normally he said like this, Bishvulosod Layasina, I swear I won't come out of here. That's what Yeshua ben Levi said. Izoma Kutcher Bruchel, the Rabbanah Shalom said, Yisha Shalashwasa Nahadir. Eloi Loi Nahadir. So Rashi says it means that if he ever made his shvu on this world and was shoyl, was matir neder, will also be matir as neder, will make him come out. But if he never made his shvu, then mashm neibish was masking to let him stay here. And that's what happened. Is Omar lay, so Vaisters he stood there. So the Malachim Avraham said to him, Omar lay, have li sakina, but I call upon him, give me back my knife. For he had to yoiv lay. He was sure believed, but didn't want to give him back his knife. Is Novka Baskel, Baskel went out for Yomalei and told him, Hav Nalei, give him back his knife. The Misvoy Libriyosa, he needs it for the other people. That's the Malachim Avraham, he needs his knife to kill people with it. So Mor says now, Machrez Elio Kanei, Elio announced in front of him, Poni Mokan Balavoi, Poni Mokan Balavoi, make place for Rabbi Shur Ben Levi, Rabbi Levi's son. Ozel Ashkechel Rabbi Shim Ben Yechoi, Tev Yosef Atlas Osar, Taktiki, Pisa. He went and found Rabbi Shim Ben Yechoi that was sitting on 13 like pillars of gold. That's what the Shim Ben Yechoi was sitting on. Is Omale, so Bishim ben Yechoi asked him, Atu Balavoy, is it true? Are you the son of Levi? Omale, hein, yes. So Bishim ben Yechoi asked him, Nirosa Keshes B'yumecha, did you ever see a rainbow in your times? In other words, a rainbow only comes when there are no tzaddikim. Kedlar HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to destroy the world again, so the rainbow comes out, the sign that Hashem won't destroy the world. So he asked him, did you ever see a rainbow? Omale, hein, so Bishim ben Levi answered back, yes. In Cain, if so, Iyata Balavoy, then Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai said, you're not the son of Levi, because if you'd be such a big tzaddik, the rainbow wouldn't have come. And the Mora says, really was Velohi. Really what happened was the rainbow never came. Delohevi, really it never happened. Delohevi midi. Elisovar loy achsek tivusel nafshoi, he just didn't want to talk nice about himself. But this was the nice of Rabbi Shimon ben Levi. Then the Gemara says, now Rabbi Chanina ba popo shushvina hevi. He was a friend of Rabbi Shimon ben Levi. Rashi says, the Malachim Avos is always used to a good friend of Rabbi Chanina bar Papa. Is ki have a konicha nash when it came to time for him to die, Omer le Malachim Avos, as Kodesh Baruch Hu told the Malachim Avos, zil avad le rusa. Go ask him, Rabbi Chanina, what he wants, and do it. Is ozla gabes, the Malachim Avos went to Rabbi Chanina bar Papa, fi yischaz le, he showed himself to him, Omer le, so Papa said to him, Rabbi Chanina bar Papa said to him, shavki tlosin yomi, give me another 30 days to live. Adenahate Talmudoi, and let me review all my learnings. The Yamri, because they say, Ashri Mishabo Lekan, for Talmudu Biyodoi. It's good for the person that comes upstairs and has the learning in his hands. In other words, that knows everything. So he wants to chazer over for 30 days. So Shofka left him. Labosat Los and Yomni, after 30 days, Ozel is Chazilei, the Malach Holmes came back to him. Omalei, so the Rabbi Chanina said to him, Achvali Duchtoi, again, show me my place in Olam Haba. Omalei Lechai said, okay. Omalei, so Rabbi Chanina told the Malach HaMavis, Havli Sakincha, give me your knife. Dilma Mavosli Biurcha, maybe you'll scare me and kill me on the way. Omalei, so Malach HaMavis said to him, Ke Chavri Chobois Lenevadli, you want to do just like your friend. Yeshua Malevi did, nothing doing. Omalei, so he said to him, I see Sefer Torah, bring me a Sefer Torah. V'chozi mi k'midi d'kosu bei v'l'dloi k'yamti. See if there's anything in the Sefer Torah that I didn't do. So Omalei, so the Malach HaMavis like said back to him, mi ichrochus v'bali rosan v'yasta b'Torah, but did you do like Rabbi Shimon ben Levi did? Do you wrap yourself, in other words, go near these people that have this mukash chinam bali rosan and learn Torah with them? Smash with this one thing you didn't have. Even so, the Gemara says, Kinoch Navshei, when he really died, when Rabbi Chanina bar Papa died, what happened was, if Sikla Yamuda Denura, a pillar of fire like came in front of him, made a separation, between him and the whole world. O Gemirin, it was learned, Le Mavsek Amuda Denura, this pillar of fire doesn't come in front of anybody, Elo Lechad Bador, only to one person in a generation, or Le Train Bador, two people in a generation. In other words, it's only for big tzaddikim this happens to. Is Korv Lagabe Rebbe Alexandria. So Alexandria went near him when the fire was around him, and Omri said, let the fire go away, I say Bishvil Kvay Chachomim. Take away the fire, Bishvil Chachomim. No, the fire didn't go away. In other words, Mistam, they wanted to make a hesped, they wanted to make a levaya there, and the fire was there stopping them. So they saw the fire go away. He said, no. Bishvul kvar avicha leyashka, didn't listen. I say bishvul kvar atzmcha, do, because of Yom Kippur the stalik. Then this fire went away and they were able to make the levaya. Omer Abaye, Abaye says, Lafuke, you know why they have this pillar of fire there? To keep people away, Lafuke mimandaloi kiyim, afilu way sachas. For people that were not mekayim, they just missed even one ice of the Torah. Such people also should not go near him. Omule Ravada Bamasne, if so, Lafuke mimandaloi, even against you then. To Lois le makaligra, because you don't have a gate around your roof, you don't have a makah. The Gemara says it's not true. Veloy, it's not really true. Miu heavy, he had a gate around his roof, but rather he saw Sahudi Shad Yizika. It just happened at that time the wind was there that knocked it down. Omer Rabbi Chanina, Mifnei Ma Ein Bali Rosim Abovel. How come in Bovel you don't have people that have this sickness, this mukhashkin of Bali Rosim with the bug in the brain? Mifnei Shoichel and Tradim, because they eat beets. For Shosh and Sheikha, they drink beer. Shall his meat that have this hops his meat in it? Omer Rabbi Yechonim, if they ma ein mitzaroyim bebovel, how come people in Bovel don't have mitzaras? If they shoichel and tradin, because also they eat beets, for shersh and sheikha, they drink beer, for roichtsim bemei pros, and they go down and bathe themselves in the river of pras. Alright, we'll stop here.